We use the breath, we use the walking meditation, we use the activities through the day, slow down, use the noting. Opening with softness. These are all the methods that we use. I'd like to close with something that is in some way completely unrelated, and in another way it feels quite related to me. It's just something that is of particular interest. A couple of years ago, somebody gave me a book called Chaos, which is some new field in science, chaos theory. And I couldn't understand most of the book, but there were a few pages in there that stood out. What chaos is, as the little that I understand of it, is that it's the study of disorder in the universe. And it can be seen in different complex systems. It can be seen in complex weather patterns, right? And as we know, weather patterns are quite chaotic. Or in the way smoke rises. Now, it's a very complex, chaotic pattern. Or it's said in the mass migrations that take place periodically. It's the study of chaos. What it found is that behind the appearance of order, there is a very mysterious kind of disorder. That there's a type of chaos, that things are unpredictable. But then they looked further. They went further into the chaos, into the disorder, and in going deeper, they found an even more mysterious and more unusual kind of order. I found this parallel meditation practice. Before people start, everybody thinks they understand themselves. I know who I am. As soon as we begin to see the chaos that's reigning, you know, in our minds, in our bodies. Things seem very disordered. But you go even further, and then there's a deeper and more profound kind of order which we touch, which we experience. The basic order of the universe we can feel in ourselves. There's one interesting law in the science of chaos. And the technical expression of it is sensitive dependence on initial conditions. And what that means is that a small input into a system, you have a big complex system, a small input into the system can result in a very big output. And it was described in this book on chaos quite poetically in a way. It was described as the butterfly effect. Because the example they gave was how a butterfly which flaps its wings in China affects the storm patterns in Boston. Little input into a system can have big output. Because one thing touches another, touches another, touches another. Every breath, the awareness of every breath, of every step, of every thought, it's a small little thing. Small input, big output. It affects dramatically our understanding of ourselves. The awareness of every breath, of every step, of every movement is like the butterfly effect. To see a flower takes time, just like to have a friend takes time. Take time. That's what the retreat is about. It's taking the time to be with things. Sit for a few minutes.